and good evening. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Last week, a Glen Arbor resident won 2 medals in a slalom ski race. That's not uncommon up north, but this racer is 100 years old. Mary Ellen Geist reports from Nub's Knob in Harbor Springs.
Lou Bottori has been skiing for 90 years.
You have to ski to stay young, or you have to be young to ski.
Lou is 100 years old. He wears a dapper white ski suit with a large 100-plus ski patch on his arm. His eyes are crystal clear and green, and he skis perfectly upright.
To answer your question, why am I doing it? Very simple, because I like it.
That's great.
No other reason whatsoever. Nothing to do with exercise, nothing to do with longevity, nothing. You just have to enjoy it.
Lou was born in Hungary, where he began skiing when he was 10 years old. He moved to the U.S. in 1932. He went to MIT and eventually became a mechanical engineer and lived in New York. His wife was from Michigan and wanted to return home to be close to her aging parents. That was 30 years ago. At first, Lou wasn't so sure he'd like living in northern Michigan. But now, he says moving to Glen Arbor may have been the best move of his life. Today, Lou is at Nub's Knob at the Midwest 70-plus ski club. He usually skis near his home at Crystal Mountain, where he has a private parking spot with his name on it near the front door, a 100th birthday present from the resort. Richard Lambert Jr., president of the National 70-plus ski club, flew from New York to be here at Nub's Knob to celebrate Lou's centenarian status. Lambert made the 100-plus patch Lou is wearing.
In the club's history, we've had 21,000 members. He's only the second to be skiing at 100. And today he's the only member at 100. I mailed him in June this big 100-plus patch because I wasn't going to make him wait.
Lou usually skis about 3 times a week. When the snow is gone, he bikes about 15 miles most days. And he often rides in a motorcycle with his wife, Judith, in the sidecar. He gets angry when he hears about perfectly healthy seniors who simply sit in front of the TV.
Waiting to be carted away. Stupid waste of life. You know, in this life, in this world, everything, anything can be replaced. You can buy a new pair of shoes or whatever else, a house, automobile. But you cannot replace time. It's the most precious commodity. And people are fitting away, throwing it away, not realizing it, how precious it is. Pretty soon your bank account of time runs out. Make the best of it.
Another secret of Lou's longevity, he says he follows no strict diet. In fact,
I prefer red wine, but I'm not against a good martini either.
Lou hopes to be here next year to celebrate his 101st birthday, still looking for a good line out of the gate. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Mary Ellen Geist in Harbor Springs.